Welcome back to Indianapolis. This is Broncos TV on site. Day two of the scouting combine. I'll tell you, 3 hours went by really quickly this afternoon because there was just a flurry of players coming through this room, sometimes talking at all three podiums and tables. And today, it was running backs, wide receivers, quarterbacks, and a lot of folks played a lot of attention to a lot of those running backs today, Gray.
Well, like you said, when you got those three key marquee positions, you're going to get a lot of big names. And really, the running backs seem to be the focal point today in this room. From Wisconsin's Monte Ball, who actually mentioned Terrell Davis, said he was probably his idol growing up, and to South Carolina's Marcus Lattimore, who really got probably the biggest crowd of the day. He said he's spoken with Willis McGahee and just gotten advice about coming back from really what was a devastating knee injury. And he said that McGahee is someone that he sort of looks to for inspiration that it can be done.
Yeah, before that injury, he was considered probably the top back in this draft, one of the top guys and very popular in this room today. Here's Lattimore explaining what the last few months have been like since he hurt his knee.
It's a blessing to be here, no doubt. And I will not take this opportunity I have for granted, you know, to be at the combine. Me and Tavares King, we were just talking about it in our room last night, how blessed we are to be here. And, you know, I just think about guys who are less fortunate than me, guys who would kill to be in my shoes right now, even with the injury. And, you know, that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me motivated, knowing that people would kill to be in my shoes right now. You have to stay positive, or, you know, you're not going to come back from it. And you just have to keep working hard and keep going. I'm going to run the same way, you know, I usually do. I mean, because that's all I know. I really can't change my game. You know, it got me here. And, you know, I feel like if I change my game, I'll be a different player. And I'm just going to, you know, go out there with confidence and not thinking about, you know, my knee, and just go out there and run and like I usually do.
That was earlier today here at the Scouting Combine. And, of course, John Fox met the press Thursday today. It was John Elway's turn, and it did draw quite a crowd.
Yeah, we talked about Marcus Lattimore getting a crowd. John Elway drew a crowd as well. And really, he started off his entire press session just really talking about that playoff loss to Baltimore. He said that not only does he expect the team to learn from it and grow from it, he frankly expects the team to be better because
right.
of it. They learned what it takes to win in the playoffs and what it's going to take going forward. And he hearkened back again to losing in the playoffs in 1996 and what the team was able to do in 97 and 98, winning back-to-back championships. He was asked, does he think this team could do that? He said, I hope so, you know. So he covered that. He covered a little personnel. He said that Steven Johnson and Nate Irving are likely going to compete to be the starting middle linebacker of this team. And, of course, he covered Peyton Manning.
Yeah, when John Elway's at the podium, he will get asked about the quarterback. He was asked specifically whether or not during the 2012 season if Peyton Manning met or exceeded his expectations.
He met the expectations and probably exceeded them. I think if you look at the numbers, what he did, you know, he had a tremendous year. You know, and in talking to, you know, different guys that have kind of been through what he's been through when it comes to that neck, there's a lot more to it than I think that I knew, as well as a lot of people know, having to go through that and come back from that. So in that case, you know, I think he exceeded the expectations. Now that I, you know what he had to go through and the things that he had to overcome with that neck, not so much physically but mentally, that he did a tremendous job in the way he worked at it. So when I say he met, I should probably rephrase that and say he exceeded that. But I'm looking forward to next year too, because I got, you know, I think he's just going to continue to get better.
That was John Elway here at the Scouting Combine on Friday afternoon. That'll do it for today's Broncos TV on site. Now, we're going to be here through the weekend. Saturday, linebackers and defensive linemen will take their turn coming through this room. And it's likely that Notre Dame linebacker Manti Te'o will meet the press. If he does, you will find it on DenverBroncos.com. With Greg Caldwell, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for watching. Enjoy your Friday evening. Plenty more all weekend here in Indy.